Paul Dottino and Jeff Fiegels with today's edition of the Giants Mailbag. Jeff, here we go. It's George from California who wants to know who has been your standout at camp thus far. The Giants have now completed their first weekend.
Well, not a lot of practices to be, you know, to go from. But I will tell you, I think you were going to agree with me when I say Eli Apple. I think this guy has come into camp in great shape. He put on a little bit of weight, which sometimes that could be a negative. But the fact is it's actually a positive for him. He stood out to me. He's been all over the place. He's knocking balls down. He's in positions. I think that he's going to have a nice sophomore season.
Yeah, it'd be great to see him get his hands on a bunch more interceptions this year. The Giants would certainly like to improve their takeaway number. Frankie in Jersey wants to know, Jeff, what are you most excited to watch when the players put on pads this week?
Well, I tell you, if you are going to be at the practices or you're going to read about it, I want to see the defensive linemen and the offensive linemen go up against each other in the one-on-one drills. I think that is the closest you're going to get to training camp real football. There's no tackling, of course, in that, but the fact is that it's going to be physical. It's to the whistle, and these guys are big, large men. They like to hit and be physical. This is what I want to go and watch. And more importantly, I've got to be able to watch that right side of the offensive line because that's where the competition is going to be. And also, the competition there is who is going to be the guy that's going to be next to Snacks. Okay, is it going to be Tomlinson? Who is going to play that position? It's going to be identified in that drill, the one-on-one offensive line versus the defensive line.
Good stuff. And you guys know I always love the trenches. That'll do it for today's edition of the Giants Mailbag.